In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light we shall see light. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Complete work. Look at it. He's not done. He said, be made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Greater than the angels. He finished his work. He prayed our sins, finished his work, sat down. No wonder he's called the forerunner. Sat down. And I see what he said. He said, be made so much better than the angels. So he's better than the angels. As he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? Which of them? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world. Are you following? He saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Which means that he is worshipped by angels. Are you taking note? Take note, meditate on them. He's greater than angels. He is worshipped by angels. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, and of the angels he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he said, thy throne, hey, see, relax. Unto the Son. We are reading Hebrews 1, all right? We are in verse 8. So, but unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Glory. He saith unto the Son, your throne, O God. God saith unto God. I know the source of my salvation. I know the weight of my sacrifice. Hey, I know the weight. I know that weight of my sacrifice. When we say we are saved, we mean it. We are saved. When we say we have received salvation, we are not saying we have received salvation and we are trying to be obedient children. No, the Bible calls us, he said, you were once disobedient children. But now, he has brought us to the obedience of faith. I told you, obedience of faith. The word obedience means what? Hupakoe. It means to hear under. And it says obedience of faith means we hear under faith. So we say we are obedient children. It's simple. It means that what God has said, we hear it and we live it. So what are you saying? You're obedient. Do you know who is the disobedient? A disobedient child in the eyes of God is one who will say that no man is righteous. So his father says, pick up the clothes and wash. Hey, quickly. I'm an obedient child. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. They wash. They say, you are justified. Justified? When we get to heaven before we know, you are disobedient. A disobedient child is one who doubts what I'm saying now. Kadabahaya. But what I'm saying is the scripture. So you doubt the word of God. You are disobedient. He said he has abhorred his word above all things. He doesn't have any power. Let me tell you, he doesn't have any power. I told you here that if he didn't even know where the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is, he didn't even know. He went to ask and he was told. He just went to, and he asked a general question. You see, he used psycho. He is not all knowing. He doesn't even know your destiny. He doesn't know your destiny. He was an angel. Don't you know angels, they look into your life.
Your life is what brings understanding of God to them. So they stoop low to look. They look to have understanding of God. You've given him so much power. Has God said that you should not eat of any tree in the garden? Is it like how some of the teachers, when we go, they use psycho. They want to know whether. Say, sure. God has said it too. He said, of the tree, the one in the center. He said, oh. What God is saying is not true. He doesn't know everything. Go and read it again. Take your time. Read it again. Genesis chapter 3. And you will see that he was not the one that told her, the woman. See, he went to ask a general question. He has a general knowledge as everybody has general knowledge. No. You know that some children, when they are born, you don't need to be a prophet to prophesy on the child's life. You get the child, say, oh, this child will be a great child. Every child will be a great child. That's the general prophecy. There's no nothing. This child, he's going to be a great child. He will do mighty things. This child, every child, which child? Which parent? Who? Even when they give birth to a child, that the child has issues. You see that the child, no, physically has issues. They will say, this is a great child. That's the general information. The general knowledge. The adventure has general knowledge, general information. Who? apart from some students, every child is going to be a successful child. Every child is going to be a rich child. Every child is going to be, they say big things. Children say big things. Big things. Unless those whose parents have used their frustration to, they've caused their children to commune with their frustration. You know? There are some children, they say big things. But I want you to know, the devil doesn't have any power. Don't give him those powers he doesn't have. I told you, the power of the devil is called lies. That's his power. Lies. Wrong information. He makes you believe he did it. Yes, he didn't do it. Doesn't have any power. I told you, it was not even by the devil that sin entered this world. The Bible says that by one man's offense. See? By one man's offense. He didn't say by the devil sin entered the world. He said by one man's offense. Romans chapter 5. Pay attention to. So when I read the scriptures, you pay attention. Hallelujah. See, I'm an obedient child. I hear what God says. I don't believe in the lies of the world. Yeah. Ida Bahai. Katalababaradadada. Yeah. He's a witch of the angels. Oh. This is beautiful. Said he at any time that thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. That means that the son was begotten. He was not created. Are you with me? He came out of God. Shadabaha. Okay. So look at it. Verse 8. But unto the son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness, the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, O Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and heavens are the works of thy hands. He said, they shall perish. Are you paying attention? But thou remainest, and they all shall wax old, as do a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and it shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Hey! This is all I needed. This is all I needed to understand. You see, the realities of our is eternal salvation. So they shall fold as a vex. But thou art the same. He said, thy years shall not fail. Who? But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? So number one, he emphasized that Jesus is seated
he is done with his work. He's not now doing any work, trying so hard to bring us into any salvation. He is finished. Egbena, he is done. He shouted, it is finished. He meant it. But then now he says, oh, the whole earth. He said, it shall be folded as a vex. But God is the same. You know, he has said that a couple of times. He said that again. The book of Hebrews is a beautiful book. He said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, his yes shall never fail. That means that which proceeds from him is the same. Because anything that proceeds from him is him. He is the same. My salvation is the same. And I told you, we don't grow. You see, our salvation does not grow. We grow in salvation. Your faith does not grow. You grow in faith. Are you sure you are here? So this salvation which we have received, it does not fail. There's a which of the angels, as he said, that sits on the right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. He said, breath therefore, Luke chapter 2. So chapter 2 is a continuation of chapter 1. Remember, the Bible was not written in chapters. It was written as a complete book. They are put into chapters and verses, simple, for reference. It is not, it is for reference sake. The purpose of it is for reference. You know, as you guys, I'm going to read, all of you open to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. Which chapter? No, Hebrews. Let me look for it for you. Come to the fourth, fifth, I think the tenth paragraph. No. The sixth paragraph. Let me count the paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, let's use the full stops. No. He said, let's put it in verses. So, great teachers of the word, they put it in verses. But it's still, you realize that it's still the work of the Spirit. All right? Because there are some verses, it's so amazing. Look at 1 John 3:16 and John 3:16. It's so amazing. All right, that's this, by the way. So, the Bible is not put in chapters and verses. When they wrote it, it was a complete book. So, when it says, for this reason, or therefore, it means it is connected to that which is before. And how do you connect? You are connecting it to Jesus. So, let's connect it. Now, we are reading chapter 2 again with chapter 1 in mind. Now, you see that chapter 1 was not giving us any instruction. It was just introducing us to who Jesus is. Because he is the forerunner of ourselves. I said, this matter, we are going to enjoy many things. By the time we are through, some of you never think, you never doubt your eternal salvation. Madaga. Even when God comes to tell you, you are not eternally saved, say, oh God, you are the same. Your ears feel not. You are the same. Hallelujah. Alright, so let's look at it. Chapter 2. Oh, I love the word of God. I'm planted by the riverside. The Holy Spirit lives in me. He is my comforter. I am planted, I am watered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at 14. Who? Now he spoke about the angels. Then he said, look at this about the angels. He said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hey! He said, these angels, they are not in the same class with Jesus. They bow to worship him. Then he pushed it further. He said, are they not ministering spirit assigned? Read it yourself, all of you. 1:14. 1:2, go. Did he say some of them? No, talk to me. Did he say some of them? No. He said he made his ministers. He said he made the angels. What? The previous chapter. Huh? He made them what? Spirit. And then he made his ministers flame of fire. Then now he put it together. He said, those that you have made the spirit and have made ministers. He said, they are ministering spirits. They are ministering spirits. And they have an assignment. What is their assignment? They are sent forth. So it's not now that God is going to send an angel. Oh boy. Boy, 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 boy. They are sent forth. He has sent them forth. Uh-huh. To what? To minister. Yours. Now I told you, minister. The what? Huh? To serve. Uh-huh. That's it's the same word for deacon. Alright? Deacon. To minister. To serve. So, to minister. To serve. Uh-huh. Who are heirs of salvation? So, who shall be? Now, when you become born again, you are an heir. You see? You are an heir. Heir of what? Heir of salvation. Now, here, he's speaking of heir of salvation in the light of the person of salvation. Because the context is a discussion between Jesus and all other things. Jesus, his relation with the Father. Jesus, his relation with creation. Jesus, his relation with angels. Then he was now bringing the matter to us. He has to see, all that he was saying must make sense to us. So now he's trying to connect whatever he has said about this Jesus to us. And in that chapter, he has spoken of Jesus as the heir of all things. You see, he is the heir of all things. Then he spoke about the angels. He said, these angels that I'm even talking about, that they worship Jesus, they are also made to minister. They have an assignment, and they are to minister unto those who shall be heirs of salvation. Heirs of salvation. So when it's heirs of salvation, it means you issue out of salvation. Whatever you are of, it speaks of your source. Then now, it means he's given an emphasis to this Jesus. That this Jesus that we have received, he is salvation. And we hail from him. We were hewn out of him. We were carved out of him. Therefore, Balika Bahaya, we are to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. What did you hear? Go to verse 1. Go to verse 1. Oh, quickly. Verse 1 of chapter 1, sorry. Relax. Read verse 1 of chapter 2. Pause. What you have heard. Read verse 2 of chapter 1. Verse 2, read verse 2. He has these last days done what? He has spoken unto us by his dear son. Go to chapter 1 of. Sorry, go to verse 1 of chapter 2. So, chapter 2, verse 1 says, pay close attention. Take heed earnestly to that which you have heard. What did you hear? Where did you hear it from? He said, God in these last days has spoken to us through his son. What did we hear from his son? His son, he is the expression, the effulgence of God. In these last days, he didn't come talking, just talking. His movement was a message. His healings were a message. His death on the cross was a message. Kadabahaya. His life was the message. So he says, you take heed to what? To this Jesus. This Jesus is the message. This Jesus, he is the message to us. He said, take heed to him. Labahai. Say, say, I hear. Say, say it again. I hear. Shout it again. I hear. Look at it. First John 1. Shadabahai. Hey, glory. First John 1.
Lakabababa. Oh, I hear. We don't hear principles of life. We don't hear strategies of whatever. There is just one message we hear. This Jesus. Do you want to enjoy your salvation? When he said neglect, he's not just talking. There are those when he said neglect, he's talking about they not being saved. But there are some of us when he said neglect, he's talking about we not enjoying the salvation that has been given unto us. You see, you're not enjoying your salvation. Salvation is given unto us to be enjoyed. But the only way you can enjoy the salvation is for you not to neglect this so great salvation. Don't neglect it. Take heed. So if you are not neglecting, what are you doing? You are taking heed. Close attention earnestly to that which you heard. What did you hear? God in sundry times has spoken to the fathers through the prophets. But in these last days, glory to God, he has spoken to us through the Son. He said, this Son, he is the heir of all things. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya. He is the heir of all things. Sometimes you have to stop, forget about whatever they are saying. You must hear one message. This Jesus. You see, we don't do it once. We hear him every day. We hear Jesus every day. That's the message you should be hearing. Don't hear your feelings. Hear Jesus. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it is not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. He said, the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I told you that when we talk about faith, you are talking about the person Jesus. He is the object of our faith. So the more you see the object of your faith, the more you are strengthened. But if you give attention to your feelings, you become weak. Not us. Lako Sedaba. Labashandaha. Yeah. Look at it. 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 1. 1 John 1. Are you there? Read it quickly for me. That which was from the beginning. Pause. What was from the beginning? John chapter 1. What was from the beginning? John 1. Look at it, John 1. Are you there? Now read it for me. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Come on, push further. The same with the beginning was with God. All things were made by him. Gabadebahaya. Tell me, in him was life. Kadusha. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness comprehended him not. We know who he's talking about. He's talking about my Jesus. Go back to 1 John 1. So that we know that which was from the beginning. We know it. All right, go there. 1 John 1. Read it again. That which was from the beginning. What was from the beginning? The Word. Who is the Word? Jesus. All right, so put Jesus there. This Jesus. Read it that way. 1, 2, go. I love this one. Again. This Jesus, which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes. Which we have looked upon. Our hands have handled. Of the word of life. He is the word of life. So this Jesus, whom we have heard, which our eyes have seen, which we have looked upon. So he said, you hear, then you see, then you fix your gaze on him. My goodness, you make sure you handle Hebrews chapter 12. Labayadaha. Hebrews 12. Lelolololohose. Can you shout it again to yourself? This great salvation. It's my Lord Jesus. I am concerned about him. fixed my gaze on him. My eyes are fixed on him. He is my focus. Say it better. He is my focus. Not my feelings. Not my desires. He is my focus. Hebrews 12. Shalabahaya. Hebrews 12. Are you all there? Let's read from verse 1. 1, 2, go. Therefore, what are the clouds of witnesses? Those he spoke about in Hebrews 11. They are the clouds of witness. Are you with me? Keep going. Lay aside every weight. Hey, he said, look unto Jesus. It means look away. Igaba. Looking unto Jesus. Who is he? He is the author. He is the finisher. So you see, before you receive faith, faith started and was finished in you. We are not trying to finish faith. Faith began and faith completed, ended in us. That's why I say that your faith, you see, you don't try to gain faith. You have faith. You are a man of faith. I say you are a man of faith. Are you born again? You are a man of faith. Don't let anybody lie to you. You are not seeing this thing happen to you because you don't have faith. You need to have small faith. No. Say, if you have faith as a mustard seed. No. We don't need faith as a mustard seed. I said, our faith has been measured. We know the measure of our faith. The measure of our faith is a person. He is Christ himself. We know the standard of our faith. He is Jesus. Glory to God. Our faith is not what we are trying to do. Our faith is a person we have received. What we do is we believe. We exercise ourselves in what we have received. So how can you exercise yourself in it? You must look. It's a looking unto Jesus. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Go there quickly. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Labaya. Remember, what you hear is what you look. What you hear is what you see. There is a message you have received. That message is what you hear. And that message you are hearing is what you must only see. Don't see the challenge. Don't see what comes around you. Don't see your weakness. See the message, which is Jesus himself. Are you there? 2 Corinthians 3:18. Come on, read it for me. 1, 2, go. With an unveiled face. Pause. Beholding what? What are you beholding as in the glass? The glory of the Lord. Pause. What is the glory of the Lord? We know in Hebrews. For he is the brightness of his glory. We know the brightness of God's glory. He is this Jesus. You know, when we say it's all in all, we are not joking. You know? It is the truth of God. Kapalaba. Legatu sadaba. Rande kebaha. He said what? Looking, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of God, as in a glass, with an unveiled face, the glory of God. He said, we are changed. Kateke baha. We are changed into that same image. We are changed into that same image from glory to glory. Where does the change take place? The change does not take place in your spirit. No. Romans chapter 12. Go there. Romans 12. Are you there? Read verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Basadahaya. So your mind is what experiences the change. The change is not in your spirit. Already, that image is already in your spirit. Are you with me? The image of God is already in your spirit. So what you do is you look. When you look, it's with an unveiled face. Now, do you know why he has to bring an unveiled face? Because
It must be, you must see him in the light of the gospel. You see? You must see him in the light of the gospel. All right, let's go up. Second Corinthians. I don't know what people are hearing. We are hearing good. I said we are hearing good. We are seeing well. Makapahaya. Hey, can I read to you quickly? Let me read quickly to you, okay? Malabahaya. Let me read to you from verse 1 of chapter 3. He said, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? He said, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Hallelujah. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. Now, every church member, listen, that's how it is. Anyone that the man of God is raising, they are epistles, they are letters of the ministry. You see, your posture to ministry, it shows the message you are receiving. When your mind is condemnation minded, it is you're already always receiving condemnation mindedness. Are you here with me? Yeah. He says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of us of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Oh, hallelujah. Who also have made us able ministers. Hey. Of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. So for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Are you following? He said, but if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold, are you following, the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be taken away, or to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? So he's saying the ministration is not a ministration of condemnation. Because the ministration of condemnation is the ministration of death. That ministration is the ministration of Moses. It's the ministration of the law. It produces death. For that administration, when it was happening to the people, there was a veil. And that is why before Jesus came, God was a mystery. Oh. He was a mystery. Those who are not in God, they call God unknown. But for us in God, we call him Daddy. We call him Daddy. Look at it. Look at it. We'll take time Sunday to work this chapter, connecting it to Hebrews, alright? Because we'll see a verse that will bring us here. He said, verse 9, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more do the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. See then that we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds, did you see? Are you sure? But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil on taking away in the reading of the Old Testament. As many are reading, they still have the veil of Moses. They still cannot see the reality of God. So which veil is done away in Christ? So but when you come to Christ, oh boy, that veil is taken away. So, if that veil is taken away, what he's saying is that now God is not a mystery. Now, when you look into the Old Testament, Your mind is not blinded. Now you can see Jesus. Why? You see it with the eyes of Christ. We are not done. Look at it. He said, verse 17, now the Lord is that spirit. Which Lord? Jesus himself, Christ. He said, he is that spirit. Which spirit? He is the spirit that was ministered. Let's go up. We're a Bible study. Look, go up. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. He said, not of the letter. Look at it. He said, but of the spirit. Talk to me. But of the spirit. Of the spirit. For the letter killeth. But the spirit. Does it ring something in your head? John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you have life, and have that life more abundantly. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Can we push further? Look at it. Jump downwards. Go to verse 8. Have you seen it? Okay. Let's read verse 7 to verse 8. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not, pay attention, the ministration which is of the spirit be rather glorious? So take note, we are talking about the spirit giving life. We are talking about the spirit that gives life. There is a ministration that is of him. We are talking about a testament, an economy, an arrangement which is of the spirit. And he said that spirit is more glorious. Are you sure you are here? Okay. So then we come to see the spirit in context. Go back to the verse we got to, verse 17. Have you seen it? Okay, let me read together. Now, the Lord is that spirit. It's which spirit? The Lord is the spirit that gives life. The Lord is that spirit. Which spirit? The Lord is the spirit by whom his ministration produces life. And his ministration is more glorious. Are you sure you are here? So now, the Lord is that spirit. He said, and where the spirit of the Lord is, he said, there is liberty. The Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, he said, there is liberty. Verse 18. But we all, with open face, behold it as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. So we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord. What is the glory of the Lord? Remember, he's talking of the ministration of the Lord. Are you sure you are here? Because he says the ministration of the Lord is glorious. It's more glorious. So if you are talking about more glorious is equal to the ministration of the Lord. I show you. So look at it. Now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, or the ministration of the spirit. Not the ministration of the letter. We are beholding the ministration of the spirit. Alright? Then he said, when we behold, he said, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the spirit of the Lord. So, if it is by the spirit of the Lord, then it's talking of the ministration of the spirit, which is more glorious. And that one has nothing to do with the letter, because the letter will kill, but the spirit will give life. So if you are talking about the ministration of the Lord, we are talking about the life-giving ministration. He said, as you behold, you are changed. So in Hebrews, he said, therefore, let us earnestly take heed to that which we have heard, What have we heard? The ministration of the Lord. What is the ministration of the Lord? It is the Lord himself. The message of the Lord. The gospel of the Lord. Oh, so great salvation. Lift your hands and begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation. Thank you, Lord, for this message. So you know what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1? He said, therefore, having received this ministry, therefore, having received mercy, we faint not. We faint not. Look at it again. Let me read verse 4, chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as you have received mercy, we faint not. Which ministry do we have? The ministry of the Lord. That ministry is the demystification of God. It is God revealed, God expressed. That is what this ministry is. He said, having received. He didn't say we are going to receive. Having received. It has become our inward disposition. Having received. He said, we don't faint. Why are we not supposed to faint? It's the same thing as he said, looking, to look away. It's the same thing as he said, consider. It's the same thing as he said, earnestly take heed. He said, faint not. Because there is a probability of you fainting. You staggering. Say, I behold. I behold the glory of God. Which is Jesus. Who is Jesus? My great salvation. Lift your voice and we're going to thank you. This is the greatest thing that has ever happened to the world. The greatest thing that has ever happened to the world. Lakabaya dabaha. Oh, sadabahaya. Lelelelelelebo. Shadadadabradada. Labashandabaha.
Shalom. Thank you for listening to Light of Life with Pastor Benny. We hope you were blessed. Join us for our midweek service on Wednesday at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on the second floor of Bintu Complex near Kwashiman. Let's get interactive. Follow us on social media at Christ Commonwealth-Community. Glory to God.